Hey, podcast fans, this is Nicole. I am the Podcast Maniac, and welcome to my very first review update. This audio file that you're listening to is kind of like a mini podcast that I'm making, and it's an update to a podcast that I reviewed almost 2 years ago, I think. So today is May 30th, 2019, and at least a year and a half ago, maybe longer, I wrote about the podcast Happier in Hollywood. That podcast review is over on podcastmaniac.com. And at the time, I was really in love with the podcast. I had listened to only the first three episodes. I had sort of stumbled upon it, and it just sounded fun because I was on my way to California for the first time. And so now, all this time later, I actually wanted to provide an update because that was like three episodes into the podcast. And now we're talking about Happier in Hollywood having over 100 episodes. They are really good about putting out a podcast episode every Thursday. And I can tell you that still today is a Thursday. I wake up every Thursday and I get excited because I know there's going to be a new episode of Happier in Hollywood. It has become one of my very favorite podcasts. I get excited to download it every Thursday, and it's the first podcast I listen to while I'm making breakfast in the morning. I still stand by pretty much everything that I said in that review. Over the course of the podcast, the hosts, Sarah and Liz, have totally gotten comfortable in their skin with podcasting, and they're really, really good about still sticking to a very specific like framework for each episode. It's not always the same. The segments that they do sort of go back and forth, but like they're really good about just having a segment, sticking to it, talking about it, and not going off on crazy tangents. And everything they talk about seems really relatable to me. If it's relatable to me, who is a blog writer who lives in Florida, I feel like it's got to be relatable to a lot of other people around the world, especially definitely in the United States. You do not have to have anything to do with television or film writing. You do not have to have anything to do with writing in general. It's like a coincidence that I write a blog and I'm interested in this, because while they do talk about writing in this podcast because they're TV writers, they really don't like talk about it in a way that they're teaching or anything like that. What they're really talking about is just being good, confident business people and getting over your own hangups and how to do that, whether they're really big things like negotiation, that was the topic of today's podcast episode, or things that are a lot smaller that maybe aren't such a big deal to some people, but they can be really big hangups for other people in their daily life, in their careers and things like that. So I continue to think that this is a really relatable podcast. I still think that it's mostly for women. I know that there are men that listen and that there's plenty of great advice in the podcast for men, but they do get into fashion and some other things sometimes. The best news I have is that at this point, and probably like a few months after I wrote that podcast review, Liz and Sarah got a lot better at doing ads. The ad reads that they do are really good. They craft them well. And while it's obvious that they are reading an ad and they are putting in a promo code and things like that, I think most of us are used to that in a podcast. Liz and Sarah, when they first started, their ad reads were really rough. Now they're a lot better. I like them and I wouldn't criticize them for the ad reads at all. So if you have still yet to listen to Happier in Hollywood, I highly recommend that you go seek it out in your favorite podcast player and subscribe, and you can pick it up from wherever. There'll be a few things that are maybe out of context for you since they're over 100 episodes in now, but in general, there's not like a storyline that you have to follow within the podcast. So entry to the podcast at any time, even if you've never listened to an episode, you can download the latest episode and still get something from it. And don't forget to check out all of the other podcast reviews and recommendations over on podcastmaniac.com. And finally, if you think that this audio that you're listening to right now is cool, maybe you would find it even cooler to know that I am just standing in the middle of my living room talking into my cell phone. I'm using a platform called the Voice Library to record this into my cell phone. And this audio is going to get uploaded to their website at the Voice Library, and I'm going to give you access via the Podcast Maniac blog. This is a super cool platform, super cool service to tell your story, whether you are wanting to tell the story of your grandparents or your family, whether you want to record your story for your child, unborn, or you know, your kids who are growing up, or whether you want to start a podcast without any special equipment, the Voice Library is exactly what this is for. This is for anybody, any age, any skill level to record their story and make it accessible to others. So go to podcastmaniac.com and search for the Voice Library. I did a really long, extensive review about what the Voice Library is, who can use it, ideas for how to use it, and how much it costs to use it. It's actually super affordable, whether or not you want to just tell your family story or start a podcast. And if you sign up for a Voice Library subscription, then you'll actually be supporting the Podcast Maniac blog because they will give me a small commission for helping you find them. So I hope you will go check out the blog and the Voice Library and that you'll check out the other review updates that I'm going to be recording soon.